My first guest is on the line, and I'm really pleased that she is there. Denise Zlansky, CEO and founder of First Realty Company. Thank you so much for being with me on Chai FM this afternoon.
It's a pleasure. Nice to be on the air. Thank you.
Denise, there were a number of reports during the week last week about this immigration trend. The number being bandied about was 100,000 families relocating from Gauteng to the Cape over the past 3 years. When you extrapolate families and you kind of think probably 3 to 4 people per family, you're probably talking in the order of about 300,000 to 400,000 people, 300,000 people making the move. Does that number surprise you in any way?
Yes, it does. I have to tell you, but I think it's not only from Gauteng. It's not only from Johannesburg. There's various, you know, for Vereeniging and Boksburg and the East Rand and so forth. But we haven't, we deal mandy in Johannesburg and Sandton and Four Ways area, and we haven't seen that many people. We haven't been aware of that many people leaving at all. Not near 100,000.
That's absolutely fascinating. And on the contrary, you know, again, it just depends what sources you're looking at. But pretty recently, I recall having read about a reverse trend of people actually making the move back to Joburg. Are you seeing that in any manner, shape or form?
Yes, we are. We definitely have had many inquiries about people coming back or anticipating coming back.
That's absolutely fascinating, yes. Denise, because, you know, we get fed one narrative, and to actually uncover what's really going on is absolutely fascinating. I just wonder, let's talk about those who are leaving Gauteng for the moment. Do you think they're actively choosing Cape Town, or is it more a matter of just get me out of Gauteng?
That's a difficult one. The people that I know personally have moved to, for instance, directly into Cape Town, Constantia, Sea Point, etc., have done so just to change the lifestyle, get out of the rat race. I haven't heard of people necessarily leaving because of crime. You know, there's crime everywhere, and in Cape Town, I believe at the moment, as you say, a lot of hearsay, but that the crime rate has certainly improved or increased in Cape Town.
It's never been that great to start off with, actually. Cape Town is a city that's split by railway lines, and you just need to cross one to experience a very different life from the one that's being sold to you, the idyllic Atlantic seaboard, because it ain't all like that. Yes. That's for absolute sure. But just, again, sticking with this group of people who are making the move, I'm just wondering, is there any kind of particular profile that we're seeing? Is it young families, remote workers, retirees, high net worth buyers? Is there any pattern that kind of stands out in any way?
I would say the high net worth buyers already have apartments in Cape Town, or family homes. They would have two homes, so very high net worth. And then people who are obviously certainly higher middle class are moving, as I say, for what they believe a lifestyle change, but they're downgrading in terms of accommodation.
100%. You know, that's really interesting, because when I was in Cape Town in December, I must say, I've spent 15 years in Joburg wanting to be in Cape Town. That dream is now over. That dream is over. I was well and truly cured, having spent December in Cape Town. I've just decided there are better things to do with life than spend it in a traffic jam or gridlock, which is what my experience was. Well, but I'm talking too much. I should be asking you questions, but I just want to tell you one thing, though. I went onto Property 24 and I did a search just for the hell of it between 7 and 10 million rand, because I thought that's a decent amount of money to spend on a home in Joburg that gets you something pretty decent if you've got that kind of money to spend. If you put that exact same search into Property 24 and you put in Cape Town, it brings out Pinelands. That's the only place you can live in Cape Town for that kind of money. Or Joburg is that registering with them the kind of downgrade they're going to have to make?
Yes, it is. I think when people get to Tuffless, basically, and they're saying, okay, I'm making the move now. So I'll give you an exact example of what happened, a real life scenario. Yeah. Somebody sells an Ethel in Johannesburg for 5 million, a lovely, lovely cluster home.
Yeah.
And you could say one could get between 5 or 6 million for the property, depending on the finishes, and they replaced the property.
Can I guess? With a two-bed in Sea Point?
Well, I'll tell you that this was in Greenpoint, 124 square meters,
Yes.
and they paid $10 million and renovated for two. Just
Oh
to give you an
my
idea.
goodness me, that's double. And you're not even
Yes.
getting what you left behind to begin with. That's
No, you're not
it's
getting anything. You're looking onto rooftops and narrow roads and traffic. But what we are hearing, excuse me, what we are hearing are that people are moving back. They're all not moving down. Traffic is horrendous most of the time. And during the summer or the busier seasons, traffic's worse, takes longer for shopping, long queues in the various stores, etc., etc. So your life is, I would say, in a way, more stressful, although on a weekend, I'm told, they can unwind a lot better than they can in Johannesburg.
Yeah, I guess that makes a whole bunch of sense about what you're saying now. It is interesting to me, though, because there's a lot of negative sentiment in Gauteng at the moment. I think people do put Cape Town on a bit of a pedestal and everything's greener on the other side. I'm wondering if that is having a negative effect on pricing of properties here in Joburg, or, you did say to me that it wasn't that significant, this trend, so maybe it's a silly question.
So
I don't know.
I think as a South African or Joburgenaar, whatever one calls it, we become accustomed to the potholes. And the people that can afford will have an inverter or a generator, a JoJo tank in the garden, for instance. And you have many of the big apartments that are now changing and having those facilities. So that is what you're moving to Cape Town for, hopefully less disruption in terms of services. But on a daily li living basis, if you're living in Johannesburg, working in Sandton, working in Rosebank, whatever, or Four Ways Gardens, working in Four Ways, it's very comfortable.
Very.
You
That's
do
what,
find the
yeah.
trend today for your high net worth clientele want to move to Sandton City, for instance. But at the same time, within Morningside or Hyde Park, Sandhurst, you're getting the most beautiful estates that one doesn't have to move to stay in city. So if we're looking at a Jewish environment,
Yeah.
there are estates where you can move into. You do pay top dollar, but they would mimic the stay in city, for instance, or mimic moving into a beautiful suburban state, for instance, a Constantia in Cape Town.
And
Um,
for
at,
a
at
half the price. I
a
mean,
third, at a
even,
third,
yeah.
a quarter the
A
price,
quarter
it's
the price.
infinitely.
Yeah, that's
Yes,
absolutely fascinating.
in Johannesburg, you're getting the most beautiful home, northern suburbs, anything from 7 million upwards.
Yeah.
It's quite affordable compared to Cape Town. I mean, there isn't a comparison.
I don't know what it is with me and property. I just love it. So I spend my free time trolling Property 24 for no good reason at all. And I looked at the south coast of KZN the other day. Not that I know it at all, because I've been there maybe once in my life. But it looks to me that if you're looking for value in this country, I mean, that's on a red balloon quarter price sale. You can pick up properties on the south coast of KZN for honestly bargain basement prices, the likes of which I never thought were for real, even. I guess, though, municipal decline and security concerns is the reason that that part of the country hasn't taken off in any way.
It hasn't. It hasn't. I mean, if you compare North, and I don't know South Coast, but if you look at what's happened in North Coast and Ballita, we have a lot of families who have moved on there, and the husbands fly, or spouse, I should say, flies to Johannesburg from a Monday to Friday and spends 3 days down in the Cape, I mean, in toll with them again. We find a lot of that happening today, where they want the family to have that nature and the sea, but it's only an hour's flight. Where Cape Town just feels it. It's a tough ride from the airport,
Yeah, it's not a
and
commute,
it's a
that's for
two-hour
sure.
flight.
No, it's not a
It's not
commute.
easy.
Yeah.
So what comes about often with Cape Town, we say the coastal holiday dream is different from the daily life, basically. Living in the coast. So
Yeah, it's
people go down
interesting.
and say, I want to be there, but it doesn't feel like that.
It's funny, I never felt this way before. I always put Cape Town on a pedestal. Just something changed this December. I don't know if it's the foreigners who've discovered it. I don't know if it's the digital nomads who are killing it. I don't know if it's all those influencers who are taking pictures of themselves with glasses of champagne outside every restaurant, but I just find it poserish and irritating, actually.
And that you have to book 2 weeks before for a restaurant or be prepared to stand outside a bagel shop, whatever, for 2 hours waiting to get in.
Denise, we haven't spoken about the rental market in the Cape at all. Is that affected to the same extent as the...
Again, exactly the same as the comparison to Johannesburg and Cape Town. You're getting far less for your money there. Far less.
Final question then for you this afternoon. For a Gauteng family who's sitting on the fence, whether it's emotionally or financially or practically, what would you suggest that they be thinking about before making the leap?
Well, I think they have to certainly have a financial analysis of exactly, you know, comparison, what it's going to cost. We have an agent that moved down to Cape Town and is moving back again after 3 or 4 years. They just financially, it just doesn't make sense. So if you're the average person out there, and you're thinking to move down, you must know that you're not going to be being able to stay even in Bloubergstrand, which today has become a beautiful area, but it's out of Cape Town as such.
Yes.
But people go and they don't only live in Cape Town; they're also moving. The older people are moving to Stellenbosch Way, and there's lots of retirement villages. So maybe that's where part of your 100,000 people actually come into it, you know, where they haven't moved, thought about Atlantic seaboard or, you know, the typical places that you'd want to, you'd imagine seeing people. But you hear of people going to George and I can't even pronounce all the names.
Yeah, 100%.
A lot to Hermanus, obviously. I think half of Johannesburg or half of Hermanus is Joburgites.
Denise Zlansky, really glad we managed to get you this afternoon. Thank you for chatting to me on Chai FM. I really appreciate your time.